Regular listeners will know that in the Music of the War Years, we recall listeners' memories of the 1940s. And this week, Ron Davis from Southampton tells us about when he was bombed out of his house and his subsequent evacuation. I was born in 1940, and although only 2 and a half, I vividly remember being bombed out of our house in Portswood in Southampton. There was lots of noise, screaming and shouting. I was so scared, together with my mum and 2 older sisters. Dad wasn't around. We just made it to the Anderson shelter at the bottom of the garden when the bombs fell. My mum was screaming, "Lay on the floor." I couldn't move. My 2 sisters were on top of me. They were 5 and 7. The next day we were calling for help, as there was so much of what was left of the house on top of the shelter. My mum kept saying, "We're lucky to be alive." With the help of the fire brigade and ambulance personnel, we were dug out. I remember wanting to explore what was left of the house, but of course I wasn't allowed. We were taken to the local school, which was full of people. Of course, I didn't really understand what was going on. There were long tables with food and drink on them. I thought it was a party. I remember after a while, we were put in family groups, and a lot of smart-looking people were talking to the parents. These were, of course, officials sorting out accommodation and evacuation, etc. After 2 or 3 days, I was taken with others to the train station with a lovely lady. She had lots of sweets, and 2 other boys. I was very excited at first, but then when the train started to pull out, I remember crying my eyes out for my mum. Of course, I didn't know it at the time, but I was being evacuated. It turned out to be to Gloucester, a little village called Barnwood. A man and a woman were waiting at the station, among others, of course. They were, as I called them, Uncle Bert and Auntie Kit, a really lovely couple. Whilst there, which was in lovely countryside, I was woken up to loud banging. I went to my window to look out onto what I thought was a firework display. I soon learnt that it wasn't that at all. Across the lane from the house was a railway line. There were goods wagons as far as the eye could see, and as it happened, they were carrying ammunition, and a stray German plane was jettisoning his bombs on his way back from Bristol. Uncle Bert came rushing into my bedroom, grabbed me and rushed downstairs, just in time, as the front of the house was peppered with bullets. All of the windows at the front of the house were smashed. I was lucky. I started school there and loved it. Walking to school with my friends in about 1944-45, we heard this incredible noise as this massive plane was flying low over us. It turned out it was the first trial flight of the Bristol Brabazon, a white elephant, as it turned out. Late in 1946, one night, I was in bed and Auntie Kit woke me to say there was someone to see me. It was my dad, who I'd never met. Auntie Kit said he'd come to collect me with no warning to her. She said they'd planned to adopt me, so I had a choice, stay with them or go with my dad. I was looking out of the window at the time at this giant army lorry, so to cut a long story short, I went with my dad. The biggest mistake of my young life. He was a bad man. So much so that as soon as I could, at 15 years old, I went to sea as a bellboy on the Queen Mary. I kept in touch with Auntie Kit and Uncle Bert and went to visit them around 1960. When I knocked at the door, a woman just a few years older than me opened the door. It was Carol, a girl that they'd also taken in. They did adopt her.